Garrett Edelstein here, your celeb expert and your celeb savant. Celeb Savant is a weekly entertainment show. We have long-form career retrospective type interviews with celebrities, singers, actors, and industry experts. Alex J has been part of the media landscape and industry in South Africa since the early 80s. He's been a DJ on Radio 702 from 1982 to 1986, on Radio 5 and 5FM from 1986 to 2002, from 2002 to 2013, 947 or Highveld Stereo, 2014 to 2016 on 947 and KFM, and from 2016 to the present on Jacaranda FM. Alex has had club DJ residencies at Jacqueline's Pretoria, Fat Boys and Dockside in Cape Town, plus many, many more. He was previously a television presenter on shows such as Graffiti, Fast Forward, Saturday Sunday, AM Today, Looks to Live By, and The Hot Seat. He's also a voiceover artist for a wide variety of clients, including Top Billing, Shell, Lewis, Klix, Universal Music, and many more. To add to the list of his current work at Jacaranda FM, he's also a voiceover artist, corporate MC, motivational speaker, club and corporate DJ. While music remains Alex's passion, walking his beagle, Quincy Bones, is his daily sanity check. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Alex J. How are you doing and where do we find you in the world?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I am currently doing my radio show on Jacaranda FM in Gauteng, and talking to you.
At what age, whether it was as a teenager child, did you think, cool, I want to be in the entertainment world? And what's the Alex J's hybrid journey in that world?
Dear God, I was given a record player for my second birthday. And I was also given seven singles. The first single I played was She Loves You by the Beatles. So I've always wanted to be a DJ, I guess, from the crib onwards. What was the other part of the question? What kind of weird aspect has my life taken? Dear God, you ain't got enough time. You ain't got enough time for that. But here I am, and I'm still in the entertainment industry. It's been a couple of years now and enjoying it.
I know you've done DJ work and also television presenting work. What is the difference for you between the two?
Radio is immediate and live. Television is generally pre-recorded. I did my first three TV shows were all live, so I figured it was the same as radio. However, it's not. If there's an opportunity to stop and to pick up, you'll do 25,000 takes. And if you're a Gemini like me who doesn't like repeating history, you'll lose your mind. You will lose your mind. Live TV is fabulous. Live radio is just awesome. Anything beyond that, well, it starts being like a 4-day movie shoot, you know. So those are the big differences between radio and television for me. And also, you don't really have to worry about what you look like, right? I mean, look at me.
So do you still do any television stuff?
No, I gave up TV about 20 years ago. I was invited to audition. I won't mention for which show, but I was invited to audition as a presenter for a TV show. And when I got there, I said to the guy, because I knew him quite well, listen, guy, I haven't been on TV for a while. I picked up weight, lost weight. I got a bit of flabby skin. He said, nah, come on through. You look fine. No, I didn't. I didn't get the job. And I figured, you know what? I'm going to stay off radio. I mean, stay off television. Just concentrate on radio where the voice doesn't age that much. You know what I mean?
Yes,
so it's been much easier for me to give up television. Also, the money from TV in this country is utterly crap. Totally crap.
I know you love music and I know you love doing the DJ and the live immediacy of it. But what keeps you up, keep going in, back into the studio? What do you love about it?
Barrett, I've got bills to pay, buddy.
Okay.
No, it's what I do, and it's what gives me purpose. And I do love playing the music. I mean, I'm on Jacaranda now. We don't push new music that often, although we have shifted our lane a little bit. But it's just great to feel that you're part of the big star-making machine, you know, which is something I've always enjoyed the privilege of.
So you've been DJing for a number of years. I know back in the day, you know, we had records, we had vinyls, we had CDs. I'm not sure if you're aware those are all making a massive comeback. But we've also got these digital platforms that people listen to music nowadays on. What are your perceptions of the music listening landscape that we're in at the moment compared to previously?
Well, it's changed completely. I mean, there's an upside and a downside. The downside is that, well, I don't see too many downsides, to be perfectly honest. I mean, I like Tidal. I like Good grief. I mean, even YouTube, anything, you can find music everywhere. And it used to be the case of like, I can't get that record. It's not available in this country. You can have everything at your fingertips now. And the best part about the whole digital revolution and the way music is consumed is not that so much as the way music is created and then distributed. Because back in my day, there was no access beyond a record company. It was all get yourself a publisher, get yourself a major label, get yourself a plugger, get yourself an agent, get yourself. Nah, I'm going to record the song at home on my digital bloody system. I'm going to do a lucky little video of it, which I will shoot with my own gimbal and edit with my own Zooty software. And I'll post it on YouTube and see what happens. And then you have people breaking through internationally with zero record company involvement, no paybacks, just you, the talent, getting your music out there. So, digital times, well, we're all fabulous. It's all working really well. But we are one step away, let's be honest, from total and utter disaster. Should a solar flare ever hit us? Good night. Bye-bye, my photographs. Goodbye, my music. And hello, my vinyl that I have kept, all 12,000 copies.
Well, I still love my CDs, and I still buy my CDs, and I still budget for them. So I'll still have them.
Damn, CDs. Dear God. Did you know what kills a CD player faster than anything else?
What's that?
Lack of use. If you don't use it, the laser dies.
Oh,
It's not from
really? Okay.
overuse, it's from underuse. So if you've got a
Okay.
CD player, a DVD player, a Blu-ray player, make sure you spin a disc once a month.
So actually, I just literally bought myself a new CD player a couple of weeks ago. And everyone thinks, oh, you can't get them anymore. But I was on Takealot, and there were literally like 100 different options, and I had to narrow it down until I found the one that I actually wanted. So,
I still want that Bang & Olufsen one, the tower. With like the 8 CDs. Oh, it's
yes.
so 80s, technologically advanced, yummy.
So when you're putting your radio show together now, I know it's a combination of interaction with the audience, different elements that are playing, also with, different sponsored branded elements. What invigorates your ideas of creativity to bring to your format of your show?
As I said, I'm a Gemini. I don't want to do the same things twice. So I'm constantly looking for different ways to do things, which is difficult in a very tightly formatted radio environment. But I've figured a way around it for many years, and I'll carry on doing the same, I reckon. Every day you come in, it's new news stories, it's new everything. I mean, it's the relevancy of the immediacy of radio and the relevancy of it. That's what really attracts me to the whole thing, you know?
And interacting with the listeners, do you enjoy doing that?
Yeah, obviously do. And it's also really interesting for me because having joined Jacaranda, kreeg die geleentheid om Afrikaans 'n bietjie te praat, and that's a whole different thing doing onderhoude in Afrikaans. I do regret that I am a product of apartheid education, that I can't speak isiZulu and isiXhosa, because dear Lord, I would love to add that to the mix as well, a little bit of local patois.
I know if I had to ask you this question in 2 days, 2 hours, 2 years, your answer would be different every single time because there are millions of them and I know you love all of them. But if you had to push play to five songs once
Oh,
you
dear
finish this
God, no.
conversation, what would those five songs be and by who?
Okay, so my immediate response is what genre?
Any
Narrow it
genre.
down. Are we talking EDM? Are we talking jazz? Are we talking big band? Are we
First
talking new
five.
country, old country, kwaito, I'm a piano?
First five that come to mind.
Nah, but my first five songs that come to mind, it would have to be a Radiohead track. It would have to be a Beatles track. It would have to be, oh, you see, I can't do that. I couldn't
It's just
possibly do
many.
that, you know? There's just way too many. I mean, I'm sitting with a DJ playout system on my computer, which travels the world with me, and I'm sitting with literally 48,000 songs on the hard drive. I mean, why? Why? Just in case, you never know when you want to play Mozart at a club.
Do you still do DJing at events and clubs and stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of corporate gigs. I'm doing a few clubby things, but nothing major. Usually retro nights and stuff. I'd love to do another piano night, but I'd like to put on a disguise.
So what do you enjoy about that compared to doing radio? What's the difference for you?
Oh, no, radio's always first in my heart. Everything else is secondary. It's a work that is generated by radio presence or by profile presence and stuff. But it's great getting out, doing a lot of corporate work, and then I get to play with a lot of live bands, a lot of the local bands. Did a huge gig a couple of Fridays ago, and Prime Circle were there, and Rian Bernardi, one of the Afrikaans artists, a whole bunch of different artists. And it's great as a failed musician myself to be able to hang out backstage with musicians at any time, which I'm looking forward to doing at the 100% Retro Party. In fact, I've got to tell you, I found the photograph of me interviewing Ray and Anita from Two Unlimited. Dear God, they're both early 20s, and I cannot be, I'm like mid-20s myself. So, that's fun. And just dealing with musos generally is something that has always made my heart sing.
What is your thought of the nostalgia that's sweeping the world with nostalgia of the music from the 80s and 90s and that longing for that feeling back again?
It's completely understandable. I mean, the times, what is it? We're living in unprecedented times. Aren't you sick and tired of living in unprecedented times? And obviously, when things like that happen and when there's war in the air, and people will look backwards for the supposed happier times. And a lot of people keep telling me, those were the days. And I keep saying, that's bullshit. Those were the nights, my friend. Those were not never, ever the days. The days were the same as right now, maybe the different psychological pressure.
Yes.
But yeah, I like the retro. It's good fun. It was great music. I feel sad that some people are still going, oh, the new music is cock. The new music is awful. It's just rappy rubbish, and it's no, it ain't. Things have changed. The production values have changed. The way hip hop has influenced our, let alone everything, all the pop stuff, R&B being hip influenced by hip hop samples, inverted samples. All of that kind of stuff. Very, very clever production. Lovely. And you do understand that all of the pop music's being generated by young people. And the young people is what that's what I want to hear. I want to hear what their attitudes are. I want to hear what the millennials are saying and Gen Y, all of those good folks. I want to hear what they've got to say for themselves because they always have a different take. They're not carrying an historical baggage of memories, good and bad. They're fresh and they're just asking the right questions. And the fact that it doesn't gel with some people melodically or whatever is, well, that's your bag. But
Exactly.
you've got to keep your ears open because I believe that listening to new music can, it helps you to stay young.
So the retro event coming up, it's going to be a bunch of artists from around the world from the 90s. So what are you looking forward to specifically around that?
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting up with the Two Unlimited people again. They were so nervous and stressed when they came for their interview on Radio 5 all those years ago. I'm looking forward to seeing how they've changed and how they've adapted and find out what's happened in their lives. I mean, we've all had a hell of a journey. So there's them. There's also there's the Nigerian dentist who I want to have a chat with, Dr. Alban. Just all of the guys. I mean, it really is. It is going to be quite spectacular. And I hope that everybody's brought young dancers to for the stage work.
So for the listeners, the retro event is an event happening in South Africa in January of 2024. And
This
they
is
have
correct.
events all around the world. So just look at the 100% Retro website for more details. So Alex, the podcast is listened to throughout the world. So as a final message, what would you like to say?
Well, I'd like to say to the South African expats, buddy, send me £5. I need to pay off, I need to settle Eskom's debt. £5 ought to do it. If you're in Yankee land, then put on your red hat and send me all Trump's money. Come on, give it to me. You won't need it. The lawyers are going to do it pro bono. What? Thank you for listening to Barrett's podcast. He's a very sweet guy. And did you give me the £5? You did say you would. Oh, he said he'll do it afterwards. keep your ears fresh. Keep celebrating the best of the music that we grew up with and that defined us. We cannot. We are still, I reckon, people my age, I reckon we're the last generation who have been shaped by our musical preferences and tastes. These days, it's all pop, it's all hip hop, it's all elements of current poppy stuff. And if you're looking at TikTok and stuff and going, well, take comfort in Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, whatever you want, you know what I mean? But try and keep your ears fresh as well, man, because there is some truly wonderful stuff out there, even if rap's not your bag.